There are many sins I can forgive in fiction, in film, literature, genre fiction, but there is one that's fairly common that I cannot forgive and that will forever ruin a piece for me, a piece of fiction. And that is and this is a very, very common trope, if a man in the fiction starts to rape a woman or otherwise torture a woman, and by the end of the scene, she is loving it. This is straight out of pornography. It's straight out of patriarchy. It is straight out of the forced marriages in the Bible. It is straight. I mean, this is the essence of patriarchy. That no actually means yes, that if you abuse a woman, she will love you. And this came up again because just last night I was reading a novel, and it was going along fine. Everything's fine until about four-fifths of the way through. And then there was a scene in which, I mean, the general plot includes a police officer investigating the mafia, a female police officer investigating the mafia. And at one point she gets captured. That's fine. She's held captive in a toilet in a restroom for a couple days. That's fine. Those are legitimate dramatic tools. People get caught. People get isolated. And then, explicitly to torture her, one of the mafia people chains her to a bed and starts to rape her. And within what seems like about 15 seconds of time in the book, she is totally loving it. And by the end of the book, they are in a relationship. And I can't forgive that. And most of my genre fiction that I read, when I finish it, I give it away, and I'm not going to give that book away. I don't want to keep that book. I don't want to circulate it. And I'm not going to keep it either. And this is very common. On the waterfront, the Marlon Brando character breaks down the door of, I can't remember her name now, but the main female lead of On the Waterfront breaks down the door and is scaring her, and by the end of the scene, they're kissing. Dr. Zhivago, Ev Grab starts to rape Lara, and by the end of the scene, she's got her arms around his back, pulling him close. B for Vendetta, he kidnaps her, holds her in isolation, and then when he lets her out of isolation, one of the first things she says is, I love you. And it would be okay if this were treated as, in that case, if they were exploring the Stockholm syndrome. And it would be okay in the book I read last night, if she fakes it in order to gain advantage, if she feigns enthusiasm so that she can find a way to survive, or she can find a way to kill him, or she can find a way to anything. But instead, there is this notion that if you abuse women, they will fall in love with you. Straw Dogs. Oh my God, that's straw. I was traumatized. I saw that movie in my 20s, the original Dustin Hoffman version. And I could barely speak for a week after the horrific, horrific, rape turning into sex scene. This is absolutely standard. And what it is, it's propaganda for, it's just open, outright propaganda for men's violence and men's sexual violence against women.